Dear brothers and sisters, today, in the fifth sermon of the Ten Commandments, we will continue to look at the fourth commandment. 2 weeks ago, we looked at why the Sabbath, originally observed on Saturday, was changed to Sunday after Jesus' resurrection. The reason was, Sunday was the day when the Lord of the Sabbath, our Lord Jesus, destroyed the power of death and resurrected, thereby giving our souls true rest and the hope of eternal rest. It was also mentioned that children of God who remember and keep the Sabbath holy are promised complete resurrection and entry into eternal heaven at the Lord's second coming. Those who faithfully observe the Sabbath and offer whole tithes are protected from accidents and disasters. This is because observing the Sabbath and offering the whole tithes are the acts of acknowledging God's sovereignty both spiritually and physically. To receive protection and blessings as God's children, most basically, we are to recognize God's sovereignty by completely observing the Sabbath. Today, we will look at how to keep the Sabbath day holy in detail. Dear brothers and sisters, the term rest literally means to relax comfortably. The rest that God speaks of is not simply about not working or taking a leisurely break. This kind of rest has nothing to do with God. When we pursue worldly physical rest, we are led towards the path of death. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 and 14 advise, "Turn your foot from doing your own pleasure on my holy day and seeking your own pleasure and speaking your own word." It indicates that we have to keep the Sabbath day without indulging in worldly pleasures. The rest God speaks of is not physical, but spiritual rest. Spiritual rest means to remember the day is dedicated to God, come before Him, and keep it in a holy manner. Even though you attend a Sunday morning service, the day is the Lord's day. You have to wholly keep the day. And this is a day to glorify the Lord. It is a day to praise the Lord. Only then you are basically keeping the Sabbath. On top of that, also the other 6 days, we have to keep them holy. Then we can completely keep the Sabbath day holy. Let's say you just live as you please during the 6 days, and then even if you try to keep the Sabbath day holy, it's not easy. Let's say you commit sins and you take in worldly pleasures, and then you try to concentrate your heart on God on Sunday. Is it possible? Even though you try, it is not easy. So, in order to keep the day, keep the Sabbath holy, our whole life should be focused on the Lord. Only then we can keep the Sabbath day holy. In order to live such God-pleasing life, even though we may live as we please sometimes, but during the Lord's Day, you have to consider the day as the God's Day or the Lord's Day. You have to offer your heart and will, devote your heart and will, and it means to come to the Lord's sanctuary, not engaging in worldly affairs, share the bread of the Word, communicate with the Lord in praise and prayer, and experience spiritual rest. It also includes sharing grace through fellowship and growing in faith. When you have such spiritual rest, God will help your faith to grow and your souls to prosper. Dear brothers and sisters, then what do we need to do to keep the Sabbath day holy? Firstly, we need to desire the Sabbath blessings and prepare ourselves as worthy vessels to receive them. The Sabbath is a day that God has set apart as holy and a joyous day to receive blessings. The latter part of Exodus chapter 20 verse 11 tells us, "The Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy," and Isaiah chapter 58 verse 13 says, "Call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and honor it, desisting from your own ways, from seeking your own pleasures, and speaking your own word." If we truly consider the Sabbath as the holy and joyous, we will prepare for it in advance. Ask this yourselves. Put your hands on your chest. Ask yourselves, when you woke up and you did your hair, did your makeup, and did a... Even if you are worshiping at home, you are to clean your house, and you have to make sure you are in tidy up yourselves. You have to check your heart and attitudes and mind. And you may say, "I'm busy. I am." When we gather in the sanctuary, it takes a lot of time for us to come to sanctuary, especially housewives. They have to take care of their children. They have to prepare their children to come to church. And they also have to prepare their husbands. Even before you come to church, you have to make sure your house is clean. And you must have been so busy. How did you spend it? Or did you spend it with longing? Did you think like, what kind of message are we here? And concerned about the long absentees in your group? And you are joyful and happy, just joyful and happy on that day. When I think about our childhood, I even confessed to my parents, "I hope that every day is like the Sabbath, because I was so happy on the Sabbath, and I wore pretty clothes, the most beautiful clothes that I had. I picked that, and for example, if I received a gift, I kept it close, and I wore it on Sunday because I knew that God would look at me, because I knew that I have to go to the sanctuary and I have to look good, beautiful before God. So I was very happy on the Sabbath. Even I remember of my childhood, kids are innocent. As people grow up, they know the meanings of the word. Also, you may also... You may also remember what the shepherd said about the... And you are long for the word, and the Holy Spirit will rejoice. And when you come to church, and you're already ready to receive grace. When you worship God, Father God will give you grace. The Sabbath day is a day of blessing. It is a joyous and happy day. God has promised, but you have to be prepared. You have to be ready to receive them. Some of you may say, "I'm just busy on the Sabbath," and some of you just keep the day out of obligation, or just keep the day habitually. But you have to long for the word, long for the grace, long for... You have to, even as a novice believer, you were happy just being in the sanctuary, but if you no longer have such feelings, how could you enjoy God's blessings? God promised that He will bless us on the Sabbath. When we meet our loved ones, let's say a man and a woman, when they are in a relationship, they are very happy. They are happy about meeting together. Nowadays, we have cell phones and nowadays, but decades, years ago, they didn't have, and they wait for the day they will meet together, and they were happy on the day they would meet, they were supposed to meet. The Sabbath day should be like that to us. We have to be filled with excitement. Also, the same goes for a Daniel prayer meeting. Like, even though you lived in because you believe that all your burdens will be lifted during the Daniel prayer meeting, and you will be excited when the Daniel prayer meeting time comes up, and you shouldn't just come to church physically, but you have to long for the grace that God, Father God would give, and Father God wants to receive the aroma of your longing. But if you just physically make yourself clean, habitually, even though you put on neat and clean clothes, but where is your heart? You're not interested in, if you just habitually or physically come to the sanctuary, then you have shortcomings in keeping the Sabbath day holy. You have to consider these aspects well, and you have to check whether you are keeping the Sabbath day holy. You have to prepare the Sabbath in advance. That's what I'm talking about. And what about the Israelites when they strictly kept the Sabbath day? In Israel, people still observe the Sabbath on Sunday, following the Old Testament laws. They make full preparations for the Sabbath from the day before. They prepare food in advance, and if traveling during the week, they hurriedly arrive home by Friday evening to observe the Sabbath. The concept of Sabbath is not like they're different from ours. We for us, Sabbath is a Sunday, but for them, from the moment the sun sets, so that's why they have to arrive home before the sun sets. That's why they have to arrive home quickly before a Friday evening. Israel is located in during the pilgrimage trip to the Holy Land, and I remember many cars headed towards Jerusalem. There was a traffic jam. Wherever they went, they come back to Jerusalem. I mean, they come back home for the Sabbath. Throughout the week, you should live in a way that ensures readiness before God on Sunday. This means staying on alert in prayer and living in the truth. Keeping the Sabbath holy is the same as living according to God's word throughout the week. It's important to repent of any shortcomings to God before Sunday so that you can welcome the Sabbath with a clean heart. Let's say on your Sunday morning, let's say you quarreled, you had a conflict, then it's like breaking the vessel you've prepared. You have to keep this in mind. Make sure that no matter, even if you have ill feelings, you have to calm yourself down. You have to know that the Sabbath day is a day of blessing. You have to have self-control. Then you can cast off your ill feelings easily. If you don't control your ill feelings, if you just express your feelings, you will have regrets later on. But if you have self-control, they are under your control. Because we are the men of truth, we have to keep this in mind. On the Sabbath mornings, on the Sunday mornings, you make sure you don't quarrel and raise your voice. Even when you come to church, I mean, you can also give your seats to the other people and you, so that you can be proud of yourself that you lived a good day during the Sabbath. And you also live like that to like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Then our everyday, we live as God-pleasing children. You should boldly come to worship like a bride waiting for her groom with joy and anticipation. With this heart, you would physically groom yourself well and make sure your home is clean and tidy. Like on Saturday, you can go to a hair salon and do your hair and make sure your home is clean and tidy. You do things in advance, like on Saturday. You should also prepare clean Sunday clothes in advance. Make sure you don't take worldly things until Saturday night, and these worldly things affect your Sunday. It's important to check this and that to observe the Sabbath fully. You are to prepare a vessel to receive grace with longing. For your reference, you are advised to avoid fasting on Sundays. Of course, when undertaking a long fast, you may need to fast on Sundays. It's not to say that it is wrong to fast on Sunday, but if possible, it is better not to fast, but to eat, worship in joy and fullness, and share fellowship on the Lord's Day. When you fast, you don't have energy, and you also lose focus. I'm not talking about long-term fasting, but I'm talking about short-term fasting. It's better to avoid Sunday. Dear brothers and sisters, to keep the Sabbath holy, secondly, you must dedicate the entire day to God. Some people only attend the main morning service and rest or take care of business in the afternoon. This is not considered keeping the Sabbath day holy. If you truly fear God, you wouldn't take care of any personal business while the afternoon service is being offered. Skipping the, you may say, I've attended a morning service and I do as whatever I want in the afternoon. But actually, there is an afternoon service. But if you ignore that, then that means you lack love for God. Skipping the, skipping the afternoon service and going about business during worship usually stems from your worldly desires or interest. If you partially observe the Sabbath, you are likely to be distracted by idle thoughts about worldly things even during the Sunday morning service. Even though you attend Sunday morning service, how would you attend the service? You may think, when the service is over, I want to go home quick and rest. Like, when I preach long, you will hate me. Because even though your body is in the sanctuary, your heart is somewhere else. You want to go quick. You want to live as you please after service is over. So, you cannot wholly concentrate yourself. Even during the Sunday morning service, you think about hanging out. You have to depart for your destination. You worry about traffic jam. You want to hang out with your friends. And after the service, you want to open your store as soon as possible. These thoughts can distract you from focusing on the Word, leading to fatigue. To truly keep the Sabbath day, it's important to be not only physically present in the church, but also have your heart completely focused on God. God will receive and delight in your heart's aroma when you worship in spirit and in truth and focus solely on God on Sunday. To fully observe the Sabbath, not just the time spent in worship, but how you spend the rest of the day are important. You may say, I attended a service, so I've done my duties. I mean, while it's acceptable rest at home afterwards, this does not mean you may indulge in worldly pleasures. It's beneficial to reflect on the word. When you engage in conversations, they have to be ones of truth and grace. Though it's best if you don't watch TV, if you must watch, choose to watch wholesome and spiritually enriching programs rather than shows that provoke worldly lust or seek fleshly pleasures. God will be pleased with your effort in keeping yourselves holy before Him, even in such areas, and grant you joy, fullness, and true rest. Thirdly, to keep the Sabbath day holy, you shouldn't engage in secular business. Nehemiah, the governor of Jerusalem, recorded in Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 15, "In those days I saw in Judah some who were treading wine presses on the Sabbath and bringing in sacks of grain and leading them on donkeys, loading them on donkeys as well as wine, grapes, figs, and all kinds of loaves, and they brought them into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. So I admonished them on the day they sold food." When Nehemiah saw the people of Judah buying food from Gentiles on the Sabbath, he said, "What is this evil thing you are doing by profaning the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers do the same so that our God brought on us and on this city all this trouble?" This shows that the Israelites were not protected but faced calamities because they violated God's commandments by working and trading on the Sabbath. So Nehemiah strictly prohibited laboring and buying and selling with Gentiles on the Sabbath. He even expelled Gentile merchants slipping outside the city. They were waiting to come in and trade. Once the Sabbath ended, Nehemiah expelled even these people to eliminate any possibility of violating the Sabbath. If you abstain from work and trade to observe the Sabbath, will it result in a loss? No, of course not. The Almighty God always rewards those who keep His commandments with blessings. In Exodus chapter 16, God provided manna from heaven to feed the Israelites when they were in the wilderness. The people could gather manna every morning, the amount only enough for one day, as it would spoil and became inedible if kept overnight. But surprisingly, on the day before the Sabbath, the Israelites were allowed to gather twice the usual amount. The manna did not spoil overnight and could be eaten on the Sabbath. On the Sabbath mornings, there was no manna to be found, so people went out to gather in vain. The same principle applies today. Observing the Sabbath and not working does not result in a reduction of daily income. Working one more day does not necessarily bring additional benefits either. Instead, those who honor the Sabbath can receive an income of 7 days worth of labor or more for their 6 days of work. On the contrary, if you disregard the Sabbath and work the entire week, even though your income seems to have increased, you may face unexpected losses due to various accidents or disasters. So, working more leads to no real benefit. Neglecting the Sabbath and disregarding God's sovereignty distances you from salvation on top of giving you no benefits. God emphasized the importance of observing the Sabbath in the Ten Commandments and even commanded in Numbers chapter 15 that a man caught working on the Sabbath be stoned to death. This strict punishment was a warning to ensure that many people would remember the importance of the Sabbath and not go the way of destruction. Dear brothers and sisters, to keep the Sabbath day holy, you should not engage in secular business, including work and trade. But there are times when work is permitted on the Sabbath, particularly in cases necessary for fulfilling the Lord's work or acts of goodness to save lives. The Bible says, "Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple break the Sabbath and are innocent? But I say to you that something greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, I desire compassion and not a sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent." Priestly duties like sacrificing animals and burning grain as offerings are not considered to be violating the Sabbath. Similarly, God does not consider activities carried out under the Lord of the Sabbath as breaking the Sabbath. For instance, if Sunday school teachers or the choir need food or there's no dining facility or means to provide food, then buying meals from the outside is permissible. Though it is better to provide meals without relying on the outside. For example, our church provides lunch for all members on Sundays. A church kiosk for the convenience of the congregation is also not considered a violation of the Sabbath. A church kiosk does not sell worldly goods. It has Bibles, hymns, and books which give life in the Lord and remains open on Sundays for those who need to purchase these items. The proceeds are not for personal gain, but are entirely directed towards missions, charity, and other good works in the church. It's the same with selling snacks and drinks in the kiosk. This is to help the members keep the Sabbath holy. For example, when their kids cry and whine, parents may have to go outside to buy a snack to properly offer the service. Some novice believers may go outside to buy drinks. As the faith grows, you would prepare necessary items before Sunday. Even if you haven't, you would go without them for a day. But these aspects can be challenging when your faith is still immature. So, we operate the church kiosk to help such people keep the Sabbath more fully. All profits are not for personal gain, but used for good works within the church. Nowadays, we don't have bookstores or kiosks, but it's not difficult to prepare things on Saturday. Also, when we relocate to the new sanctuary, even though the church runs a kiosk, you have to think that these kiosks are for those who have weak faith. So you can just prepare things. So it's better you prepare in advance. It also helps you. You don't consider it a bother to prepare things in advance as you grow in faith. Our shepherd also pointed out, this is, and when also shepherd, when he had to travel to somewhere, especially he had to depart on Sunday evening, like before summer retreat. Even so, he didn't drop by the service area Of course, he went to, if he had to go to the bathroom, he stopped there, but he didn't buy anything from the service area. Even though you cannot have cold drinks, you can have lukewarm water. You can endure such discomfort for a while in order to keep the Sabbath. Even though you may consider them trivial, some of you may say, it's okay now. No, it's not okay. We are living our Christian life before God. If you have not done these things, I hope you make sure to do that. There are also certain jobs where working on Sundays is necessary, such as military, police officers, and hospital workers. Adversaries can invade and crimes need to be dealt with even on Sundays. Treatment for emergency patients and care for the hospitalized must be provided as well. Those in essential roles are engaged in good, life-saving duties, so God does not consider it a violation of the Sabbath, even if they must work on Sundays. But even in such cases, if they truly believe in God, they also try to attend worship services. Regardless of their location, they would remember the Sabbath and have their hearts oriented towards God. Nowadays, people can watch GCN or wherever they are, they can attend services online. They can also watch the recorded the worship services, if they have to work. But on the Sabbath, they have to keep their mouth holy and Father God. Father God does not consider it a violation of the Sabbath. You have to check these things. But as some people with good faith, they can ask permission from their boss. So even people in these areas keep the Sabbath well, which is better. But it's not true faith if you violate the Sabbath for personal reasons, like fearing for significant losses from not signing contracts on Sundays or losing regular customers. Of course, we cannot force new believers with immature faith to stop working on Sundays, no matter what. For they could forsake their faith by these demands. It's important to be patient and wait until they develop faith to observe the Sabbath on their own. Still, it's essential for church leaders to clearly teach why keeping the Sabbath is a blessing both spiritually and physically. There are also worship services on Sunday evenings for those who cannot fully observe the Sabbath due to their jobs in department stores or restaurant businesses. We call it the Light and Salt Mission Services, which is on Sunday evening. Also, people who take exams, national exams, many of them fall on Sunday morning. They take these tests once a year. And unless they take the exam, they may not have a promotion. They may lose qualifications in many things. In that case, they can, as I told you earlier, but how should you spend the day? You have to keep your heart holy. You can watch the service through the recorded service. If you can't, you can attend the Light and Salt Missions service. And you also have to keep your mouth, keep your heart holy. Even if you have to take a test on Sunday, you have to make sure that you show deeds and words pleasing to God. Then Father God wouldn't consider you sinful. What should church leaders do if there are church members who have weddings on Sunday? Would it be inappropriate would it be inappropriate to attend a celebration where unbelievers eat and drink on the Holy Sabbath? If a person believes in God but chooses to have a wedding on Sunday, it suggests he has immature faith. So he may misunderstand or stumble in faith if no one from the church attends. So it's acceptable for his leaders to attend or offer congratulations after attending worship. The Bible says, "One man is there among you who has a sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will he not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable then is a man than a sheep? So then, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath?" Like Jesus' words, it's not about attending worldly celebrations out of a lack of faith. It's an act of extending mercy to prevent a soul, which is more precious than all creation, from stumbling. But staying long after the wedding and mingling with worldly people is not acceptable. Brothers and sisters, there may be other questions relating to the Sabbath. To find answers, you need to come in the Spirit and discern God's will, God's heart. Above all, God desires mercy, not sacrifice. God doesn't just look at what actions you have taken, but at your intentions, the why of the actions. If you truly revere God in your heart, you would never consider using any excuse to violate the Sabbath. When you are free from evil, truly revere God and love souls, you will not be bound by the traditions of the elders like the scribes and the Pharisees, who are hypocrites. Instead, you can have true rest in God while not violating the law. You will be able to discern God's will amidst the works of the Holy Spirit and enjoy freedom within the truth. Let me conclude a message. Nehemiah chapter 13 verse 22 says, "And I command the Levites that they should purify themselves and come as gatekeepers to sanctify the Sabbath day. For this also remember me, O my God, and have compassion on me according to the greatness of your loving kindness." Nehemiah could confidently pray this way because he'd fully done his duties by completely observing the Sabbath and teaching the people to do the same. 1 John chapter 3 verses 21 and 22 tell us, "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight." I hope that you will also observe the Sabbath completely and keep God's commandments, thereby being able to confidently ask anything before God. I pray that God will remember you, always give you grace, and lead you to the best heavenly dwelling places.
Hallelujah! Our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses, go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases, and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu, go away. May you protect them from all diseases. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pains go away, including backache, headache, and nausea. all mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerated. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to the glory of God, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.